Greetings. I know you're going to be really shocked. I did a postcard today to Julia. I went out to the mailbox. Not one, not two, but three return postcards. Oh, I feel so loved. I sent my postcard to Julia today. Actually, I wrote, Julia, Charlotte, and James, I have so much to give you a hug. Shall we meet on an upcoming Sunday? Because that's, and love, Dad, Granddaddy. because that was the proposal from Julia. But I haven't heard a response from her in a bit. But, you know, one of the things I did on April 24th is I sent her this card. You know, and it's covered up, but you, they're under the labels are on the top this time, which I found interesting. It's happy birthday. Your dad loves you and will not turn from you. Can I give you a hug? So that's what this one was and returned. So I have no idea, obviously, if she's seen it. But, you know, the interesting irony is a second one from Julia. The joy of this day 25 years ago was fantastic. My love for you and your mom are as strong as ever. Happy birthday. Love, Dad. So, you know, that they came back the same day I sent her another card. Which, you know, again, you want to enthuse someone, you're doing a wonderful job. But then there was one other. And this one is, you know, because when they're covered up, it's kind of hard. Okay. All right. This one was to Susanna. It was sent April 15th. I wrote, when I see the cup I have from Willow Bend Farms, it reminds me of the slavery issue so prevalent around the world today, but also in the medal I sent you from the 5K race. Have you seen it? Love, Dad. When I see the cup, this cup. This is the Willow Bend's Farm Cup, because if you recall, I said I actually went. They have a storefront, and so I went and downtown and bought the cup just to be a minor endorsement of what they do. But, you know, there's a clear suggestion that Susanna's never seen this. And my guess is she's never seen the medal. But there's more. A lot of things have happened. One is there was a dialogue that we've had on 2 John. And it was quite intense. And because it's applicable in so many areas we were in discussion of, and because it's a passage that if you read it fully and look at the words that are said, it is remarkably sexist. But when we were reviewing it, it's kind of like, we just reviewed this. And yes, indeed. So it reminded me of the, it was November 30th. I did an in-depth discussion, and so I listened to it because it was a postcard to Dorothy Jane, LDS Thursday night, 2 John, 2 John 1 through 8, 1, 8 through 11. Okay. Feminists beware, because I mentioned at that point, it's rather sexist. And I listened to it again today, and I found it, one of the things that I find very encouraging, what it did is it reminded me in our dialogue yesterday, day before on it, it was kind of like, all right, what are the things? And I think we missed a couple things. And going back to that, I was reminded. And so, I need to, you know, as I've done with, for example, when you, you know, I'm trying to improve, you know, right now there's the link for all the stuff for Julia is just click there on today's page. So all the various cards and whatnot that were sent and returned is right there. Her birthday video and all those kind of things, just click and it's there. So, you know, I'm trying to improve the way that works. There's the link to this November 30th. You know, because the reason Second John issue was discussed is because you know there's the passage about do not even greet them, and is that applicable? And that's where I discuss that, and it's in the case of me dealing with the LDS missionaries. No, it's not applicable. I am fully able to deal with them face to face as I did, and invite them in my home as I did the following day they were here. But anyway, so it's a reminder. I think that it was very good. I won't repeat that. I sent out an email Sunday to various people with update on Silver Nexus. And I got, thus far, I think, 4 responses. I didn't send out that many. And I find it more than interesting. Because one is, okay, one has potentially open the door on Shofar book. So that's kind of percolating. That's very encouraging. One has brought up a contact, well, a contact in the sense I was included in a dialogue, so I responded with a ministry that's dealing with people in, I think it's Kenya, Latvia, I think, and Ukraine, specifically dealing with kids. And obviously, I've addressed them. So I responded. I am concerned that there was a tone of frustration in me. So I hope because there's been a, anyway, but so again, there's another attempt, you know, because like I said, I have tried to correspond with a whole lot of ministries, organizations, individuals, and one of the comments I made was I would be in silence if it wasn't for the fact that I have tinnitus. anyway. There is that one, and there is a party that says yes, I'll engage you on this. So those things encourage me. And another one came that wasn't directly related to this, but it may be helpful for buying a little bit more time. The gas pump project again, but potentially with the resources to do anyway. I don't know. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it because I feel I have a certain amount of time, and you know, especially the reconciliation aspect. You know, there's the whistleblower thing. There's the sex slave thing. And there's a reconciliation aspect. That really is a big drive. But the other aspect is the Shofar Book Project, which is a really big drive. And having a conversation on that was marvelous. But I found it interesting. There's a gentleman that I've occasionally examined. I think he's a good communicator. I haven't watched him a lot lately, but I went to check him over the weekend, I think it was, and I noticed a video he had from a while back, April 23rd. It's called Scandal, The Myth of Data and Internet Privacy. Proton Mail is not safe. Proton Mail has garnered a reputation of being a secure provider as opposed to Gmail and things of that nature. Because Gmail is clear. You know, when you take your email and you use a Gmail account, they have it all. And they read it all. Every single email they read, examine, use for marketing purposes, and of course data collection. And they do it quite intensely. So Proton Mail has this reputation of being safer, but they're not. Because they are a corporation, you know, and the issue is, so he described it, and so I have a copy of the video, and I'll have it there. Because obviously, and this is the struggle I'm having. I had in a couple of the conversations, the issue is, I can explain to you how these things, how Gmail, Proton Mail, and all these kind of things, how they track you. And I can explain to you how to avoid the tracking. And my progress on getting there has been a little, you know, I'm grateful that it's been focused, but I'm really about 2 months behind. And that's a problem. Again, if I was still at Westar, that would be, you're doing a great job. You're behind. Wonderful. but no, I'm behind, and it's a real serious, serious problem. However, one good news is that there was a bug kept it from restarting, and that may, you know, it may be gone. The two machines, I don't have it on Kozlowski.org, but the two machines seem to be stable right now. And if they're stable overnight, I'll probably put Kozlowski.org on it to make sure, because that's the one that actually gets the most traffic, because there's a whole bunch of web crawlers that hit that besides other traffic. So there's 24-hour traffic on that machine. And by the way, the penetration attack is still happening at roughly 10,000 attempts per day. But in looking at this, the gentleman, Richard Medhurst, I used a video from him, and I'm including you the link because I do have the copy on my site. The title, well, this is from August 27th, 2021, so not quite 2 years ago. There's only one way to withdraw GTFO of Afghanistan. I'm not going to tell you what those letters mean. he uses a more colorful language than I would. But one of the points he pointed out, because the reason I have that is I used a clip from it where he talks about how when several U.S. soldiers were killed in Afghanistan during withdrawal, there was a pray for these people. And he pointed out, whatever, 11, 16, whatever, U.S. soldiers died. But it was almost 200 Afghans. Why don't you pray for them? Their families and so forth. After all, we're the ones that were the instigators. And his response, his statement was, how Christian of you. And I use that and analogize that to situations around my family. So that's the source of it. And I'll also give you, back then, my voicemail, September 8th, this is when I was occasionally doing video, and I would actually drop in clips, because that's a lot more work than what I'm doing now. And I dropped in that clip, showed some pictures, for example, of those dead kids while they were still alive, and the family that was hit, and pointed out that as those things were occurring, as we were bombing, using drones to bomb, well, in this case, one drone to fire one missile, to bomb allegedly two ISIS core zone members because they were a threat. Instead, we killed three adults and seven children. And the irony was, the person who pointed out that we do this by habit is him, Daniel Hale. And I had just, it would have been about a month before, released my video, All Hail the Whistleblower. And, you know, the fact that they all came together. No, I'm sorry. The way we act as a country, it's not reflecting a Christian community well. Because again, we are one of the biggest killers in the world of foreign civilians. It's the U.S. Well, of foreign civilians, we are the biggest killer in the world. Have been for about 100 years. But, you know, this was a reminder of that issue. And of course, just like in Afghanistan, there's the reconciliation issue. We don't hear much about it. And there's people that need to be protected. I want to do that. He brings up, again, the proton mail as an example. That because, again, there are so many silent circle. I don't know their technique, but because it's centralized, it has the problem. There is a whole bunch of people talk about end-to-end encryption. So what? Really, so what? Because end-to-end encryption may hide your data, but what's more important, your data or the fact that you're communicating? Because the bulk of your emails are useless in the sense of they don't tell an overlord as much about you as compared to knowing who you're communicating with and when and where. That information is more important than what you're communicating. You know, that's why the facial recognition to be able to track you in buildings and things of that nature, you know, that Chinese have got. Oh, yeah, some of the stuff, you know, they're some of the stuff that the Chinese are doing now in the classroom. There's, I think it's like an experimental classroom where they're using artificial intelligence. They put a device around the head of the students to monitor their attention level. This is kind of like the grooming thing in the United States on steroids. Submit to the overlord of the state. Be part of the collective. Fall in line and you get a good credit score. So the people who want to have the good credit scores put their kids in these kind of schools, especially to say, oh, it's an experiment. We're going to do better. We're going to have more conforming kids who will do better in society even than we are because we trust in the state. Trust in the state with all our heart. We lean not on our own understanding. In all our ways we acknowledge it because it will keep a boot stamping on a human face forever. Proverbs 1984. Got to link that one again too because China's got it and we're doing it more and more in different ways, but it'll be the same result. And my hope is to find, again, that's why I started using the line, a fighting chance for some. The masses are going to go and follow the masses. Can I pluck out some from the masses to let them see mercy so I can be, so show you how Christian of me, give them the opportunity to do that. Facilitate others from doing that without me involved at all. Give them the tools and love them indirectly, but love them. I've had some discouragement because it's been troubling. It is hard to work alone. I'm grateful that I had some bit of positive comments yesterday and today. I've mentioned there are two people that I pray for that I don't know who they are, but I use placeholder names. Abdullah, the one who invests, who believes the Quran is true, and through Shofar Book, the Lord will say, look, compare the two, and let me show you which is real. So I pray for this man. I have no idea who he is, if he does exist or will exist or whatever. Because my hope is the Lord will say yes. And then Charles, the person who, as I've described in the modern day slavery video, the person who says, I'm going to pick this up and basically take it over from me. As I've described in the modern day slavery video and also the Shofar Book video, which I watched again, because that's 2018. And it's kind of like, I watched that kind of like, yeah, I'm virtually 100% in lockstep with what I did in 2018. There was a couple of minor tweaks, I think, but minor tweaks. But again, I described, I want to pass this off, and that person, I'm giving hell on earth. So he has to know why he wants to do it. Do I know it's hell on earth? Oh, yeah. In the grace of the Lord, he has made life a bit difficult. But in the grace of the Lord, he said, I'm going to hold you. You're mine, and I will never let you go. He's made that clear. And I celebrate that, and it gives me confidence to stubbornly say, no, I don't want to go off and simply retire, put my feet up, and do nothing because, after all, I deserve it. No, I want to be able to press on and work till the day he takes me. Again, this is the reason I do the jumping jacks every day, to keep myself healthy. I'm going to press on as the Lord allows, and I pray the Lord allows until the day he takes me. Because perhaps, this will be a blessing to somebody. But I know I have one thing in hand. I can say, I tried. My lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore. A man trying to love that intensely people I don't know. A man trying to be a blessing to others. That's the man you married. And that's the man who's seeking reconciliation with you. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.